FBI officials now confirm that they are looking for more than a dozen illegal immigrants who may have entered the U.S. from Canada. Earlier this week, the agency released photographs of five wanted men. It now says that they were involved in a larger smuggling operation. The men are believed to be of Middle Eastern origin, and officials worry that they could have terrorist connections, though they stress they have no evidence of that. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, information about the men came from an organizer of a smuggling ring.
When Canadian officials arrested Michael John Hamdani outside Toronto 2 months ago, his name rang bells at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn. Hamdani, a Pakistani national, was arrested in New York in 1996 for counterfeiting foreign passports and immigration documents. FBI officials say he was released on $200,000 bail, then disappeared until October. That's when Canadian authorities found him, allegedly with $600,000 in counterfeit traveler's checks and stacks of forged documents. Hamdani's lawyer says his client has agreed to cooperate with authorities here. In exchange, Canada has dropped its forgery charges and will extradite Hamdani to the U.S. Hamdani reportedly has been talking already. An FBI official says he gave authorities the names of illegal immigrants who were to have entered the U.S. on or around Christmas Eve. The official says the men's intent is not clear, but fear of possible terror attacks on large crowds gathered for New Year's Eve prompted the FBI to launch its unusual public manhunt. A quick response came from Lahore, Pakistan. There, a jeweler said the FBI had released his photo, but with someone else's name. The jeweler said he's never been to the U.S., but had been caught trying to travel to Britain on false papers. The FBI is questioning him. Law enforcement officials admit they're wary of being fed wrong information. That's why they haven't released more photos or names. And they say they still have no proof any of the men they're seeking actually entered the U.S. But President Bush has defended the high-profile search. Speaking to reporters in Crawford, Texas yesterday, he said officials will investigate even a hint that someone may cause harm.
We like things above board here in America. We want people coming to our country that wants to take it, you know, that wants to either visit this great country or study in this great country or see relatives in this great country and do so in a peaceful and lawful way. And people have feeling like they got to travel here with false passports sends a pretty alarming signal to those of us who are involved with the security of the country.
And yet, Kathleen Newland of the Migration Policy Institute says it's likely more people will be trying to sneak through in the future.
I think that one of the perverse problems that we're looking at now is that many of the measures that the U.S. government has taken to try to increase security on the border is in fact creating more incentives and more profits for smugglers.
Since the 9/11 attacks, the U.S. has sent more Border Patrol officials to the northern frontier and launched a number of joint security checks with Canadian authorities. But Newland says smugglers always seem to stay a step ahead of any crackdown. Just look at the U.S.-Mexico border. She also worries the effort could be counterproductive.
It's going to make people much more afraid to cooperate with U.S. law enforcement authorities, in my view, and it's going to make the crux of improving homeland security, which is good intelligence, much more difficult to get hold of.
U.S. officials will be hoping to get good intelligence from alleged smuggler Michael John Hamdani, perhaps enough to track down this latest list of wanted immigrants. At a minimum, they hope to find out whether the men pose any threat. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.